So let's take a few deep breaths as we go into this angel-guided soul purpose meditation. Close your eyes and breathe gently but deeply. As you breathe, become aware of what's happening within. Notice how your body feels. What's it telling you? Notice how your emotions feel. Are you nervous, anxious, curious, joyful, loving? Notice what your thoughts are as you review what do you really need help with today. In relation to your soul purpose, what do you need to receive from this meditation today? The music that's going to guide us today is from a wonderful album, one of my favorites. It's called Athos by Stephen Mikus. So just breathe. Connect with yourself. What's real? Don't repress anything. Let it all come up. Whatever you're feeling is perfect. Let it rise to the surface for this meditation. What do you need help with today? Ask. We come together in sacred circle, in the sacred circle of soul. In the temple of soul. I see and feel all of us kneeling in prayer in this beautiful temple of soul. We come together in strength. Supporting each other, loving each other. Can you feel that you are not alone? Do you know? Can you see? Let yourself receive the comfort of knowing that you are not alone. It's no coincidence that you are gathered together in this group of souls. We are all intimately connected. We know each other. We are here to help each other and love one another at the soul level. So receive comfort in knowing. And let yourself have the experience of this deep, profound connection. As we pray together, as we ask, the angels and God respond. We call on Archangel Gabriel to be present with us now. You are with us today in this sacred circle of soul because you are being prompted to know, to receive the calling of your soul, and to find the way that you can implement that calling in life, to find the solutions that you need, to recognize the opportunities that you need. And for some of us, this just means surviving the stripping away process with gratitude of some form. As you open to receive the abundance and the prosperity of soul. Ask now, what do you need help with? And as you ask, listen, be open to simultaneously receive a response. Ask and receive now. Archangel Gabriel, to enfold each blessed soul. In love and truth, and guide you now into the knowing of your next steps, into the vision of your mission. And open your being, your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, your emotions to receive the energy and everything needed for your mission. Open and receive now. You are being carried deeper and deeper within. Can you feel that? Go with it. Breathe and sink into this deep state within. Let your body open to vibrate in resonance with this blessing of soul purpose. Can you feel your body vibrating and tingling as this energy comes in? Breathe and receive. Let fear, concern, worry, agitation, anxiety, panic, let it all be washed out in this vibration of soul presence, of angel light. When you are afraid, you cannot receive this knowing. The fear seeks to control and blocks the experience of receiving. So let the fear rise to the surface. Yes, let it come up. Don't push it away. Let the fear of not knowing rise to the surface. And as it rises to the surface, pray, please, I must know, and ask for what you need. Ask for your next steps. Ask for the vision and the wisdom and the energy and the guidance. Ask for healing. Ask for what you need and be open to receive. What are your deepest desires? What do you desire more than anything at the deepest soul level? These deep desires are your soul purpose calling to you. What brings you joy? How are you feeling called? Ask Archangel Gabriel to guide you now into your soul purpose. What do you need to know and do? What do you need to receive in this moment? Let the truth be shown to you. Ask for your next steps. What do you need to do? Who can help you? And now, what is in the way? What do you need to let go of? The mighty angel Nisroch is helping to guide you through a breakthrough into freedom. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to break through that the angel Nisroch can guide you through? Invite this powerful angel to grab you and pull you through whatever it is you need to get through right now in this moment. Whatever you need to let go of it now. Give it up any way you can. Drop it. Put it on the altar of soul and let it be consumed by the fires of spirit. Cut the cords. Pull it out by the root. Whatever it is for you, trust. And as you do this act of trust, find faith that you are being guided. Find deep, soulful gratitude. Sometimes it helps me to put my hands over my heart to connect with the experience of gratitude. As you are giving thanks, open to receive more about your soul purpose. Can you be grateful for how you are being stripped away? With some, it's a loss of job and family. It might be health issues. Might be fear and anxiety. It might just be that nothing seems to work. Whatever it is, willingly let yourself be stripped away. And yes, fibromyalgia is a part of the stripping. It can be a part of the stripping away process. Everything that we experience health issues, loss of job, family issues, everything. Is related to the beliefs that we have, to our concepts, to our issues. Persistent financial and health issues are trying to reveal to you your underlying beliefs and concepts so that you can let them go, so that you can sacrifice them. And the more you let go these underlying beliefs, the healthier you can become physically and financially and emotionally and mentally. As we discover and strip away these old dysfunctional beliefs, we heal and emerge in life with greater health in every area. We have so many beliefs. Some of us believe that we're supposed to suffer, that the angels want us to suffer, that God wants us to suffer. It's not true. It's just not true. God and the angels are trying to lead us through suffering and into love. Suffering is a feature of human existence. And the angels and God are trying to teach us, trying to guide us how to let go of suffering and come into that deep state of adoration, of gratitude, of love, of prosperity. That's where Gabriel is taking us today. Gabriel is taking us into the prosperity of spirit, into the abundance of soul. And along the way, we have to confront our issues and our beliefs that keep us stuck in suffering. The suffering is on our side. It's our job to recognize where it's coming from, to develop discernment and awareness so that we can simply choose to stop suffering. So we can connect with the power and the presence of God and the angels, our soul, with who we truly are. And this is the direction we're being guided right now, into who you truly are, into an experience of your soul in God. In the sacred temple of soul, let all that is temporary, let all suffering now fall away. And allow your soul, invite your soul, invite the angels, invite God to embrace you now. In the presence of divine love. Only love. Your true essence of love. breathe and dive deeply into this presence of love. Can you feel it in your heart, in your body? It helps to put a hand over your heart, to focus your attention within. Let this presence of love replace everything else. Worry, concern, fear, anxiety, agitation. Drop into this presence of love. Let it heal you and nourish you. Let it fill you and guide you. This is Hadraniel, the angel of love, embracing you. Can you feel this tender embrace? Let this presence of love take over your mind and your body, filling you with deep peace and receive. The angel Fortunata is guiding us into prosperity now. Let her bring your body to life. Can you feel the energy flowing through your body like a wave of electricity, tingling? She's inviting you to let your body come to life with passion and vitality. Let your body wake up to love right now in this moment. Magically, energetically, mystically, beautifully. Can you feel the powerful presence of love that's palpable in your body right now? Do you know it's here? Can you trust that it is here? Let this love fill your mind. Completely stopping the chatter and carrying you into a divine intelligence. Some of you may feel as if you are disintegrating into the presence of love or eternity or peace. Let this integration happen. What a relief. To be outside of what it takes to be you as a human. Receive that relief and release. Gratefully melt into eternity. Treasure this state of eternity. Let yourself be carried deep into this presence. In this place, ask for what you need. And instantly be open to receive the response. Ask now. Yes, let yourself be carried by Spirit. And let your angels now embrace you and carry you into the soul knowing that you need to have. What do you need to do next? What do you need to know? What do you need to let go of? Receive. Ask the angels to show you the perfection of giving and receiving. Ask them to show you what you should do, your next steps, your endeavor. And how to be open to receive the response. Receive. Let the angel Fortunata, the angel of prosperity, guide you into what you need to know and do for your financial situation. What do you need to do to make it financially possible for your soul purpose? Listen and receive that knowing. Listen now for the messages coming from your angels. Could be a feeling, a knowing, a thought, a smell, a symbol, anything. Become open to how your angels are interacting with you. Maybe it's the deepening sense of peace you're experiencing. Ask them how they're connecting with you. And just simply trust in the response. Go into that peaceful place within. Once again, ask for what you need help with. Ask for how to get through health challenges and anxiety attacks. Ask how to look for a job. What to do? What are your next steps? Ask for help with your financial situation. And your relationships. Ask now. Ask to know more about your soul purpose and what to do with it. And be open to receive the response. Can you feel Shamuel, the angel of adoration, guiding you into love? Can you feel Hadarniel, the angel of love, filling your heart and your body with this presence of divine love? Be nurtured. Receive. Something very deep is happening within you. You may not be aware of it now, or you may. Be deeply grateful for this infusion of angel energy and love. Find deep gratitude for what has happened for you today. Give thanks. Can you feel how loved and adored you are? And can you now feel that divine adoration for yourself? God and the angels, for your family, and for your clients and co-workers. Can you imagine bringing this presence of adoration everywhere you go? And see people being drawn to you, complete strangers being drawn to you and saying, I don't know why, but I just had to come over and say hello. And you smile the secret smile of knowing that this is the presence of soul, the presence of divine love. In this presence, vision yourself gaining clarity about health challenges, finding the perfect way to apply yourself to work, the perfect job, the right thing to do that will bring you the best results. In your imagination now, hold your bank account in this love and imagine it filling up with everything you need. You don't even have to know how. Just imagine your bank account filling up from this love. If you work with clients, vision now clients coming to you to connect in this presence of love. Envision yourself receiving everything you need in this presence of love. Awareness, comfort, healing, a job, love, the next steps, money, relationship issues healed, a love partner, children, whatever it is, bring them into this blessed state of love right now. And let them be fed and nourished by this place of the Most High. And see this blessed state of love radiating out into every part of your life, with your family, with your work, with your job search, with your health, with every part of your life. See, imagine, vision, feel, experience this love radiating out, embracing you with everything you need. And without leaving this state, stay here and just gently open your eyes. Bring this presence into your life right now. Don't leave it behind. Bring it forward with you. As you bring it forward with you, if you're at your computer and you're looking at our webinar page, the Angel Guided Soul Purpose Meditation page, do you see that big button on the lower right with the big green arrow that says the Angel Ministry? Click on that now, and I want to show you a gift that I've given you. This Angel Ministry is an amazing program. And right down by my pictures, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see my picture on the right side. It says, are you yearning to follow someone who's gone this way and knows how to guide you? And you see my picture? Right on the left of that, it says, answer the call and apply. Click on that. And that'll take you down to the very bottom of the page. And see where it says Step 1, download and complete an application? and see where it says click here for your application? Click and open that application. Now, I would suggest that you print this out because whether or not you feel called to be an angel minister, there are some very important questions on here that you need to ponder to discover more about your soul calling. The first question is, what are the top three goals you want to achieve as anything in your life? What is your soul yearning for? Describe your current business or work. How does your current work express your soul purpose? And then just describe your vision of your soul purpose for the next 3 to 5 years, whether or not that's in the angel ministry. What are your three biggest challenges right now in life, in business, in work, with your family? What are those three biggest challenges? What do you need to get through? What do you need to break through? For some of you, that's anxiety and fear. For some of you, it's health issues or financial issues. For some of you, it's resolving family issues and creating a new life. For some of you, this is big stuff. And what are your three strongest characteristics? These are the characteristics that you can turn to, that you can count on in the darkest of times to help pull you through. One of my strongest characteristics is that I don't give up. No matter what condition I'm in, when I'm on the verge of death, I have faith and I don't give up. And so no matter how dark and desperate my circumstances seem, and which has been very great at times, I can rely on that faith and that determination to help pull me through. So work on these questions. Let them help you, even if you don't feel called to the ministry. Rework these questions and let them help you to gain information about your soul calling, to gain information about what's in the way. And if you have questions about the angel ministry, if you're being called in some way but you're not sure, complete this application and send it to me. We'll have a private conversation and talk about what's important for you and what you need. And I'll help you work through and figure it out. My email address and my phone number are on page 2. So once you've completed the application, if you want some help from me, send it to me by email and we'll arrange a phone time. So in just a moment, I'm going to open the phone lines again. Back on our angel-guided soul purpose meditation, I also am available for private angel readings and healing sessions. And you may need a private session. If that's the case, you can click on angel readings and it'll give you some more information on how to sign up for an angel reading. And also next Monday, we're having a special Archangel Gabriel Easter meditation. The closer we get to Easter, the stronger this energy is going to be. Click on the Easter meditation to sign up for next week's so that you can keep growing and building with this energy. Over this next week, you're going to receive information. You're going to receive knowing. You're going to start receiving recognizing signposts and clues. We want this energy to build so you can take it into the meditation next week with Archangel Gabriel and the Awakening Angels and the Resurrection Angels. I'd also just love to hear from you. You can send me an email with what you received today. The question and answer box is still open, so you can still submit your experience through there. I'd love to hear what happened for you today. And in just a minute, we're going to open the phone line again to receive more, to get more questions. So once again, if you're on the telephone and you're not talking, please press star 6 to mute yourself out. And when there's an opportunity to talk, press star 7 to speak. And if you're not speaking, press star 6 again to mute yourself out. And you can also ask your question or share with me through the Q&A box.